think what you can say with Liverpool, and I think a lot of this is down to where we are and how far we've progressed, because I don't think you can act as decisively or as with as much clarity as what we have unless we've just had the season that we had last year. All right, Katie was done a year earlier, but what I'd say with Liverpool is what they've done this season and over the last 12 months that they haven't done for maybe a decade or two, they've gone for as near as sure thing as possible. So many years through the late 90s, early 2000s, we've gone, well, we've almost brought in too many players and hope one or two of them stick. And the ones that have stuck aren't necessarily in positions that we've needed them to stick. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So they've gone out and they've gone, right, okay, we need a goalkeeper. They've waited for one of the top five in the world to come available. They've got him. They wanted Van Dijk, identified him, couldn't get him straight away. A couple of years ago, we'd have panicked and bought someone else in just for the sake of it. We didn't. We waited. Look how well he settled in. And then, same with Keita. They didn't blink. You know, a lot of teams, even from an emotional point of view, when Leipzig started messing around, they went, oh, fuck you, we'll go and get someone else. But instead, they went back and went, well, I'll tell you what about next season then? And they've gone and got him. And because of that approach, you can then take your gambles, if you like, with Shaqiri and actually make them more valuable. Because off the back of the business that we've done, 13 million for Jadon Shaqiri, everyone's going, right, I can see where that works and how that works, and it's not at the expense of anything else. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a wild card sign, and you know what, if it doesn't work, we'll probably make our money back anyway.